What's up, everybody? Before we cue the intro music, quick note at the top here. My microphone decided to go out tonight. And not only did I need to record our Hall of Fame Market Watch pod for today on Friday, I also had another pod. So this Hall of Fame Market Watch segment today will be all through my AirPods, which is probably not the best sound quality, so I apologize. I will also have a future episode where I will give you this same disclaimer, because I didn't have a working microphone. There is one on the way. I should probably always have a backup just in case. Just didn't see that coming, but that microphone did last well over 200 episodes. So RIP microphone, but again, I apologize for the audio quality. For today's pod, and for the one future that will come out in April. This is temporary. Bear with me, though. Really fun market watch today. So, with that, if you're willing to bear with us, let's cue the intro music.
The NBA on NBC. The 1998
what
NBA
up,
Finals.
Everybody, this is Jim Mylock, and you're listening to Pot of Fame. The podcast where we break down the careers of former athletes to decide whether or not that you're going to call to the Hall. It is Friday, which means it is Hall of Fame Market Watch, the segment where we talk about one player's Hall of Fame stock we are buying and one player's Hall of Fame stock we are trying to get rid of. We are selling hard. And today, we're going to start with whose stock we are buying. Honestly, this is an easy one this week. It's Domantas Sabonis, Kings big man, who is just a menace. He's been one of my favorite players in the NBA for a while. Doesn't make the All-Star team this year, and is now just on an absolute rampage in the Western Conference. Now, the Kings are currently in sixth place, 38-27, and a big part, of course, is Sabonis here. They have a chance to play themselves in the five seed, but they're probably going to just squeak by not being in the play-in, but have a really tough opponent in that first round. But Sabonis here, man, if he keeps playing the way he is, they could make a run, the Kings. On Wednesday, he put up a 17-point, 19-board, 10-assist triple-double against Anthony Davis and the Lakers, beating them. Just fun fact, Sabonis is now 10-0. 10-0 against Anthony Davis for his career. So 75th anniversary team, Anthony Davis is 0-10 against Sabonis. It's a team game, but still, Sabonis has played for Sacramento most of his career, which is, or I'm sorry, that's not true at all. He's played for the Thunder and the Pacers, but I guess what I'm saying is I don't think Sabonis has ever played on some kind of like powerhouse teams where Anthony Davis has been, on a bunch of scrubs. He has a championship. He played for some good Pelicans teams. But yeah, Anthony Davis, 0-10 against Sabonis for his career. That stands out. So that Wednesday triple-double happened. On Tuesday, he put up a 22-point, 11-board, 8-assist game against Giannis. Then Sunday, he put up a 25-point, 15-board, 8-assist game against Houston. These games are not outliers by any means. In March, Sabonis is averaging 21 points, 17 boards, and 8 assists a game. He has two triple-doubles, and all of his performances are double-doubles at least. And that's 7-game sample size in March, so almost 17 boards a game in March. For the season, he's averaging 20.1 points per game, 13.6 rebounds per game, which is first in the NBA, and 8.4 assists per game. I don't want to do hyperbole here, but, I mean, he's basically Nikola Jokic light. Like, if Nikola didn't exist in the NBA, we would be obsessed with Sabonis' play here. I mean, he's almost averaging a triple-double as a big man. And if you look at, Jokic and Sabonis head-to-head, Nikola has he's a better score, 26 a game to Sabonis' 20, but Sabonis is averaging more rebounds. Assist-wise, they're almost the same exact guy, And Sabonis is actually shooting better from the field and from three. I didn't mention this. Sabonis is shooting 41.4% from the 3-point line and 62% from the field. He's a bona fide all-star, even though he didn't make the all-star team. And he's going to be one of, I believe, the rare players in NBA history who not make an all-star team, but then make an all-NBA team, because he looks like he's going to make an all-NBA team. So Sabonis' career right now, he's a three-time all-star. He made all-NBA last year, and he also led the NBA rebounds last year. It looks like he's going to collect another rebounding title, which will give him two. He makes an all-NBA team again this year, that'll give him two. The one big glaring thing on his resume right now, and again, he turns 28 in May. He's got a lot, like he's just getting to his prime now, but he hasn't made a playoff run yet. He's never made it past the first round. And last year, to be honest, it was pretty eye-opening when the Kings went against the Warriors, 7-game series. They lost. Sabonis did not play well. He actually got hounded after that series. He only averaged 16 points, 11 boards, and 5 assists in that series, but it shot barely 50% from the field, 20% from three, and 57% from the line. He really kind of crumbled, and it was a glaring crumble of, hey, the Kings can't go anywhere if Sabonis doesn't play the level he does in the regular season. So right now I'm buying Sabonis' stock up because he's red hot. He is red hot. He leads the NBA in triple-doubles, double-doubles. And he's, again, in this month alone, he's rebounding out of his mind. But he's got to start making some noise in the playoffs to get that Hall of Fame stock continue to rise. But right now, there's a steady increase, especially since the All-Star game. I am buying it up because it's still pretty cheap. Because Sabonis has a way to go, I think. But he's on the right track. Not even 28 years old yet. And he's putting up passing numbers that we really haven't seen in NBA history besides Nikola at the center position. You know, Wilt Chamberlain, of course, led the league 1 year in assists, and he was over 8 a game. Besides that one Wilt season and everything Nikola is doing lately, the center averaging 8.5 assists, being top 5 in that category, that's just not something we're used to. And I'm obsessed with Domantas' dad, who we didn't really get to see in his prime in the NBA whatsoever. He got to the NBA. He wasn't even in the NBA yet at, Domantas' age. He didn't get to the NBA, I believe, until he was 31, and his knees were shot, and he still was an excellent player that got MVP votes. But Domantas is not as big as his father was. His father was like 7'4", like 300. But his footwork is excellent down low. He has an outside shot. And his passing, I want to believe, is as good as his father's was, which his father is considered one of the best passers of all time. So I couldn't be higher on Domantas. I'm so happy he's doing well. But we'll have to look to the playoffs and see, can he do this in the playoffs? Because that's the big question. So that is whose stock we are buying. Now let's talk about whose stock we're selling. So whose stock we're selling, this is actually hot off the presses. So you are listening to this Friday, last night for you, or like an hour ago for me, a trade came across, and God, NFL free agency so far has been nuts this week. I mean, this week, every running back switched teams. It's hard to keep track. But a trade went through last night, or for me right now tonight, and it involved my Chicago Bears. And the Chicago Bears traded a 4th-round draft pick to the Chargers for Keenan Allen, wide receiver Keenan Allen. Now, my friends and I are absolutely thrilled that we're getting Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen is a great receiver. Keenan Allen has 904 career catches, 10,530 receiving yards, 59 receiving touchdowns. He's a 6-time Pro Bowler, and, he turns 32 this year. That's a great, like, I could not be more thrilled. He made the Pro Bowl last season. And we're getting him to start out opposite of DJ Moore. Now we have Moore and Allen as a 1-2 punch. That is a combo we haven't had in quite some time in Chicago, a city not known for our wide receivers. So I'm sounding all excited, and I am. As a Bears fan, I'm very excited to get Keenan Allen in here. But as a stockholder of Keenan Allen Hall of Fame stock, I'm starting to sell this. I have seen this firsthand my entire life. Wide receivers don't do great in Chicago. I'm not saying there hasn't been good seasons. And last year, DJ Moore had his best season of his career as our number one guy. So that, you know, he had 96 catches, over 1,300 receiving yards, 8 touchdowns, great year. But two great receivers at the same time, I don't know. For example, last year I said DJ Moore had a great year. Our second receiver, Darnell Mooney, who's now on the Atlanta Falcons, he was our second receiver last year, right? So the spot Keenan Allen's filling in. Last year, Mooney had 31 catches, 414 yards, and a touchdown, and that was our number two wide receiver. Now, I think Keenan Allen's a much better receiver than Darnell Mooney, but there's only so much ball to go around, and this is not a team like, let's say, the Cincinnati Bengals, where, you know, T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase can both eat. It's usually one receiver, and even that's asking a lot. Let me also kind of put this out there. So last year, Keenan Allen for the Chargers with Herbert, he had 108 catches on the year, okay, for 1,200 yards, 7 touchdowns. Great year. So he had 108 catches. That would have been the second most ever in Bears franchise history. And if I want to depress everyone a little more, and this is more just depressing for us Bears fans, but everyone in general, maybe, and definitely his stock. Keenan Allen in his career has 5 100 catch seasons. Okay, 5 different seasons. Keenan Allen had 100 catches in a season. In the Chicago Bears over 100-year history, we have only had 5 100 catch seasons. No, not 5 players that have achieved 100 catches in different seasons, but 5 total 100 catch seasons. So Keenan Allen in his NFL career has matched a franchise. It has been around for over 100 years. Now, there's a lot of reasons why wide receivers haven't done well in Chicago. Obviously, if you know much, we haven't really had a great quarterback in our team's history besides Sid Luckman, who played in the, you know, 40s. He's our best quarterback. He's our Hall of Fame quarterback we have had. Right now, if unless you're sleeping under a rock, you know there's a huge daily controversy in Chicago. Do we stick with Justin Fields? Do we draft Caleb Williams number one overall in the draft coming up next month? Right now, it looks like we're going to draft Caleb. So either Keenan Allen is going to be thrown balls by a rookie quarterback, which is unproven right now. We have no idea what he's going to do. And honestly, his last year at USC wasn't as eye-popping as previous years. So it's a little cause concern. Or he's going to catch balls from Justin Fields, who obviously has not lived up to what the Bears want him to be because they haven't committed to him for next year. All signs point that we're drafting another quarterback and he's on his way out the door. So Keenan Allen is a guy with great numbers so far in his career and 6 Pro Bowls. I just don't know if he's going to add to that Pro Bowl total in Chicago. And I don't know how much distance he's going to put on the numbers he has. He is 32, he's on the back half of his career. However, one of his best seasons last year. And those stats he put up, 108 catches, 1,200 yards, 7 touchdowns, that was only in 13 games. That was 4 games to spare. So he probably had his best season last year, game by game. But he's leaving Justin Herbert and that opt out in California to Chicago with QB play we're not really sure of, and an offense that's not really been too friendly to wide receivers over the years for the most part, even though DJ Moore had a good year last year. In a city with an outdoor stadium where it gets very windy, it gets very cold, I don't know how he's going to produce out here. Again, as a Bears fan, I hope I'm eating my words and I regret selling this stock, but I've just seen too much over my life. Keenan Allen is not yet a Hall of Famer by his numbers. He would need to do a lot in Chicago still and for the rest of his career to make the Hall of Fame. He has no all-pro selections. I think he would have to really have this all-pro year. I think last year could have been if he played all of the games of the season, but now he's coming to Chicago, and I just don't know if the numbers are going to be there. So I'm not selling off all the stock, but I'm starting to sell it because Keenan Allen is going from a good situation from a pass catcher with the Chargers to a uncertain situation in Chicago. So that's whose stock I'm selling. That is all we have for you today. For Hall of Fame Market Watch. We will be back next Monday with a new episode for you, a good one coming out. Again, I apologize for the audio quality. This is temporary. Next week's Hall of Fame Market Watch will have normal sound. Your podcast on Monday will have normal sound. So thank you for bearing with me. I hope you have a great weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday. Take care.